The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because we'll largely be focused on that tomorrow, we really wanted to do Grandy's grades on the 49er game today. So, how about now?
Let's do it. Feels like it's been a long time since we've done one of these.
Hi,
huh?
Grandy!
Yeah,
it has. Bye week, your travels. Man, I miss this.
Wild game. Wild game yesterday in Tampa, huh? 23-20, the final score. We start, as always, with the quarterback position. You guys have broken this down already today. Brock Purdy, I thought, relatively average through the first half, through three quarters even, but his fourth quarter was amazing. The over-the-shoulder pass to Christian McCaffrey down the right sideline where he's got two defenders in his face. The touchdown to Kittle where he extends the play left and throws a perfect seat over the top of a couple of defenders. He was awesome in that fourth quarter. And that's weighed a little bit more heavily in my mind because it was the fourth quarter and it was gotta have it drives. Overall for Brock, a B-plus for his performance yesterday. Yeah,
exactly the same that I wrote down, B-plus. I thought early on he missed some throws. There were some open receivers he didn't find. But I'm with you, Grandy, in terms of the waiting. The waiting is the hardest part. W-E-I-G-H-T-I-N-G. You need to wait it to the fourth quarter. And he came up big in the last drive for the field goal that won the game. He made some great throws, throws to the boundary that helped him stop the clock. I had him at a B+.
I don't have anything to much to add because I have the exact same grade that you guys did, B+.
Wow.
It's just, yeah. I think
the first time we've agreed.
Yeah. I mean, I thought largely Brock Purdy was really good yesterday. When you put up those kind of numbers, and you know our marker is always, don't turn the ball over. If he doesn't turn the ball over, the Niners are nearly impossible to beat. So that's my big marker, but it's not an A because it was just kind of floating some balls there in the first quarter. It looked a little out of sync. That happens. Nothing to worry about. But yeah, B+ sounds good to me too.
Yeah, I like it. Up next, skill positions. That's wide receivers, running backs, and tight ends. Kind of a weird game because there was a lot of yards, but you still struggled in the red zone. But McCaffrey came back, and he was obviously effective in the passing game, more so than in the running game. Kittle and his catch in the back of the end zone was amazing. Deebo Samuel broke a big one. Ricky Pearsall, his first touchdown. Juwan Jennings was awesome once again. I don't really have a lot of negatives for this group, but they didn't do anything so incredible to deserve an A+. They get an A from me, skill positions.
I'm actually going to bring this more to about an A-. I get where you're coming from on all of those things. George Kittle was just phenomenal in the game. The Ricky Pearsall story is incredibly inspiring. McCaffrey's back, but just because he's back, like, our bar was low because we're just so happy to have him back. But the Niners only got 3 yards a carry. That's not all on the running backs. But for that reason, that knocks him down a peg. And even though I've largely had his back in the overall situation, one of your wide receivers shoved a teammate in the head. And so, you know, I'm going to factor that into this whole conversation, too. It's not the greatest look. So something a little bit below an A-, B+ for me.
That had a B+ written down, and I think you said it perfectly. They didn't do anything too spectacular, but they also didn't have any mistakes. I'm trying to even remember a dropped pass. I don't know.
Sauber committed the penalty. I noted that.
Yeah,
oh, Sauber the penalty. He does that every week, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, that was a false start, I think, right?
Yeah, yeah, Sauber. Something. Yeah.
You know, and McCaffrey, that's all for kid gloves. He played 88% of the snaps.
Yeah, Mason and Garendo, one carry each. Is
three
that right?
Snaps apiece.
Yeah.
By the way, one thing we didn't hear from Kyle Shanahan in his conference call today, he said that he didn't feel like they rode Christian McCaffrey big time yesterday. So
I agree with him. What? How many touches?
More,
yeah,
Christian
how many
McCaffrey?
Touches? Yeah, 19.
He
right?
had 13 and 6. Yep, 19.
Yeah, 19 touches. That's about what we were calling for, so I agree
yeah,
with him.
Agreed. But as far as the skilled guys go, B+, nothing too spectacular, but no real negatives either, other than the one penalty.
Yeah. Up next is the offensive line. I thought it was a relatively average day. I mean, you mentioned the running game. It wasn't great. You average a little over 3 per carry. Purdy was sacked 3 times. Nothing special. It wasn't terrible. A C for the offensive line for me.
I added a straight B because, you know, you didn't have too much that was negative. You had a few penalties, and like you mentioned, the 3 sacks. And I do think if you look at Dominic Pooney, he was spectacular. Pro Football Focus had him as the highest rated 49er. Mm. Trent Williams was great. The problem is you look at Jake Brendel, the center, and they gave him a 17.6 rating on pass blocking. That is almost as low as it can get. They're giving up too many simple pressures without exotic blitzes. They're just giving up pressures. I had it as a B.
That's a good call. I'm actually going to take it down a peg to a B- because I thought that Brock Purdy saved the offensive line's butt a couple of times on what Bennett could have been or should have been sacks. There were at least 3 or 4 plays I can remember where guys just came unblocked, absolutely unblocked. And you know, the already mentioned looping ball to Christian McCaffrey down the sideline is an offensive line breakdown and just a phenomenal play by the quarterback to sort of negate that. But and 3 yards a carry for the running backs. Yeah, it is okay, passable day for the offensive line. Not sparkly. I'll go B-.
All right, up next, as we shift to the defense, it is the front 7, so this is the defensive line and the linebackers. Similar to the conversation with Brock Purdy, you weigh what happened in winning time a little bit more than you weigh what happened everywhere else throughout the game. I was really disappointed by the defense, especially up front late in the game. Bucky Irving, big play after big play to get that touchdown for Tampa in the 4th, and then all the penalties on that last drive that led to the game-tying field goal. There was the weirdness of the Nick Bosa grasp of Baker Mayfield for like 3 or 4 seconds, but couldn't bring him down. I thought it was one of Bosa's worst games as a professional, despite the fact that he got a sack. And so many just terrible penalties that kept that drive alive. So with that happening in key moments, that outweighs everything else that happened in this football game. I gave a D+ to the front 7. I was that disappointed.
Yeah, that feels a tiny bit harsh, but I'll go C-. So I'm pretty close to where you are. They did not force any turnovers. Yes, they got a few sacks. At times, it felt a little bit too little, too late. The penalties on that last drive were absurd. I thought, I'm with you. I can't remember being this frustrated with Nick Bosa ever coming out of a 49er football game. So I don't watch every single play of every lineman, but this might have been his worst game as a 49er. Out there, especially with some of the high-profile things that he did not do. I'm largely with you, Grandy. It's a C- for me.
I got it as a B- because Tampa really didn't do much of anything all game. Baker didn't even throw for more than 120 yards. .116 allowed, and yeah, you didn't get a lot of hits on Mayfield, but they didn't really run the ball effectively either. 104 yards between their two featured backs over 23 carries. I thought, for the most part, they controlled the line of scrimmage. The reason why they get downgraded is those 3 penalties you talked about.
Yeah.
It was Fred, it was Collins, it was Anderson. 3 straight plays that kept that drive going, but they were able to stiffen up, and they held them out of the end zone. So I think you guys are being a little too harsh. B-.
Maybe. Maybe. Up next is the secondary. I was impressed by the young secondary once again. I mean, D'Amador Lenore might not just be the best corner on the team. He might be an all-pro corner. That's how good he's been so far this year. And we spend a lot of time talking about Malik Mustafa and everything that he's done. Renardo Green had himself a hell of a game yesterday as well. I know you're going up against relative nobodies on Tampa Bay without star receivers Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. Cade Otton, the tight end, has kind of been their go-to pass catcher of late. But all that considered, secondary, a B minus for me. I was impressed with how they played.
Oh, A minus for me. You gave up no explosives. And outside of the Rock Yassin hold on that same drive, they had four penalties on that drive. Aside from that, you had no breakdowns. You allowed zero explosive plays. They had no play go for more than 20 yards, rush or pass. I thought the secondary was great. And they were able to contain, and you mentioned it, it's a C-level group of receivers, but...
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Matt's kind.
All you could do is guard the guys who are opposite you. I like that. They get the highest grade of the day. For me, A minus.
Yeah, I'll go with that A minus and just add one more point that I didn't hear either of you make, which is don't forget they're doing this all without Charvarius Ward, who unfortunately is out because of the awful family situation that he's experiencing. Not that he's had a perfect year by any stretch, but down a man and still able to perform that way. So, yeah, thumbs up to them.
Hell of a draft in that secondary,
sure. Yep.
Up next is special teams. You guys have already talked about all of it. There were a few positives, so this is not an F. It's a D minus for me. You had the Jacob Cowling, good punt return. Mm-hmm. You had a downed punt, inside the five? And then you had making the game-winning field goal, which was not a gimme kick. So those three things are all positives. I can't make it an F, but the next worst thing is a D minus.
Yeah, I guess I'll give it a D also for those reasons. Like, I'm glad you pointed out that there were some things that happened, and bottom line is that's the group that was on the field when the game ended and they won the game. So we'll give them that. But there's no more frustrating group in all of the NFL right now than the 49ers special teams.
Yeah, D minus is what I gave him, but I'm going to upgrade it to a straight D based on Tabor Pepper having Jake Moody's back. That matters to me, baby.
Oh,
I like to see it, long snapper. I had it as a D minus. You mentioned the three plays, including the 30-yard punt return, which set them up in business to go out there and get the field goal that would get them the lead back. Or the touchdown, rather.
Yeah. They actually scored a touchdown on that
drive.
They didn't have to settle for a field goal. Maybe Jake Moody would have missed that one, too. We'll never know.
Yeah.
Last but not least is coaching. I feel like we've been doing this two-step all year. The special teams and coaching grades kind of go in tandem for me because this has been a year-long issue, and it has not been fixed. And you come out of the bye week against a team that's going into this game on a short week. They were on the road in overtime against the defending champs, and all of those mistakes late in the game. This does not feel like a team coming off of a Super Bowl appearance and a conference championship appearance the year prior to that. Coaching, disappointing once again. A D minus for me in what happened
yesterday. I just don't see that. I mean, I look at those penalties on that last drive, and those are aggressive penalties when you go hands to the face and face mask. Those aren't the ones that bug me from a coaching standpoint. It's the 12 men in the huddle, the false starts, the parking tickets. These are moving violations. Doesn't bother me. The only thing that annoyed me, and it's been the same thing all year, is Kyle Shanahan and his clock management at the end of the half. Again, he's too casual. He tries to be too cute, and they wind up getting zero. I gave him a B for coaching. I didn't think that coaching was a big issue.
Yeah, I'm largely with you, and will acknowledge the frustration of the clock management. Even though I understand why Kyle feels the way he does, I know it's an unpopular sort of an approach. And then the other side to it is, I'm with you, Grandy, on like something needs to happen differently with the special teams group. However, we walk out of yesterday mainly talking about Jake Moody, and that to me is just I don't know how to put that on a coach. You're lining up for a field goal. You expect your professional.
Also muffed another point that led to a touchdown.
Yeah, I understood. Which you know, I have a hard time believing that Daryl Luter has not been told this already. But I don't give him an A because of the things you're talking about. But a lot of this is, I think, more player driven than coach driven. So I'm kind of with Dibs in the neighborhood of a B minus.
There you have it. Yeah,
fair enough. I disagree.
All right, and that. What the hell would this be without that?
Totally.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.